The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, yes, we are headed for trouble, but we're not worried about it because our wingman is David Trainer. He is the founder and president of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. So nobody out there is better at seeking out trouble than David. How does he do it? Well, for starters, at New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level. So rather than looking at things from the top down, they look at the bottom up. They then try to come up with a picture that they consider true, because often the picture is misleading. When you look at things from the top down, you see something that it looks pretty good. David's conclusion, not so much.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's possible all the time. And if something is not as attractive as it might look from the top down, that means it's heading into dangerous territory. They do their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks each month. If you want to see that list, you want to learn more about how it works, you want to get more information on danger zone picks because they blog about them and more, go to newconstructs.com. And don't forget, they're on Twitter, @newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
PDF Solutions.
Danger, danger.
Okay, PDF Solutions, that is ticker symbol PDFS. And what is the problem here?
This is one of those theme investing danger zones where PDF is in a peer group of firms that we actually highlighted in a long idea report, Selling Shovels in a Gold Rush. And PDF is in there, but they are the anomaly. They're the firm that breaks the trend in terms of rising profits and return on capital and a cheap valuation. These guys have declining profits, declining rate of growth in revenue, and profits kind of really headed down the tubes. And it's hard to understand, you know, how anyone would want to make a long idea argument when all the other firms or its peers are doing so well. Because it's not just that PDF isn't able to participate where others are participating. It's about how they are at an increasingly weaker competitive position relative to those peers because their margins are lower, and those peers are able to charge lower prices while making money, and PDF cannot, and that's just kind of leading them down a bad path. Of course, layer on two other things that are always big red flags, and that's a misaligned executive compensation as well as an expensive valuation.
Help my audience understand, when you see the wrong kind of compensation package, explain what that is and how it directly translates to the bottom line, because I think that's the part where you see it as having a direct impact on the share price. Explain how that plays out.
Yeah, you know, the executive compensation is less a point in time today data point as much as it is a future data point, right? And so if executives are making a lot of money, they're getting bonuses, while economic earnings or shareholder value is being destroyed, that's a trend you can expect to continue because executives are being compensated for non-shareholder value-creating performance. And they get compensated for that kind of stuff when their performance is linked, you know, most often to non-GAAP measures, you know, in particular an EBITDA or an EBITDAR, where they remove real operating expenses like stock option expense, right? You know, I always joke with you, Chuck, wouldn't it be great if you and I could both be measured on our performance or for our financial performance if you take out our compensation, right? Because then we could pay ourselves whatever we wanted and we could still look profitable. Boom. Well, that's a great way to go to run a company. Not. And so what we've seen, like, for example, in 2016, for their non-GAAP EBITDAR, they removed $11 million of stock-based compensation, guess what percentage of net income that is? 120.
Wow.
And the trailing 12 months, they've removed $12 million, and that's 279% of net income. So their non-GAAP net income is $14.4 million. Their economic earnings are negative $8 million. There's other things that they're taking out that we capture. So it's like, what the heck, right? Like, this is it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
What is a fair value on the stock?
So we're going through and looking at the expectation of the stock price, and we're also looking at valuation relative to peers. And we do some regression analysis that we've done a lot. Like, for example, we did a big white paper with Ernst & Young, where Ernst & Young effectively affirmed and attested to the superiority of our metrics. And on the regression analysis, we like to look at, and anybody who reads our work knows that we'd like to look at stocks as attractive that are below the trend line and unattractive or dangerous that are above the trend line. And it's worth noting that PDF is well above the trend line relative to these peers that are much more profitable. And when it comes to the valuation, if they were just to trade at the trend line or at parity with their peers, you know, we'd see pretty much an immediate decline in the stock price of, you know, 30%.
Wow. A 30% decline.
That's just to be at parity with peers, even though the peers have rising trends in profits and PDFS has a declining trend in profits. It's not just going to go to the trend line. It's probably going to move to the left, which in the trend line, of course, is moving up and to the right, right, like a typical trend line. And anyway, you get the idea. And that's based on a regression analysis where 83% of the differences in valuation for that peer group are explained by return on invested capital. So it's a very high quality statistical relationship.
And is there any theoretical or possible or plausible or likely catalyst for you?
We think, you know, continued earnings miss or another earnings miss. They had a bunch. They've had earnings knocked down a bunch. You know, each of the last three quarters, they've missed earnings and the stock has fallen a bunch. And it's, we just think it's going to be a trend. We think it's a broken business, and they're going to have a hard time pulling out of the downward spiral and not ending up as a ball of flames crashing and burning.
Well, there you have it. We know all about crashing and burning on the danger zone. I mean, here's a stock that's off 30% this year, PDF Solutions, ticker PDFS. And you just heard David Trainer say it should lose another 30% or so just to get to a fair value. That would take about $5 off the 15.5 share price, and that would truly be dangerous. David, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Great being with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. For more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, @NewConstructs. We're living the money life, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.